the rest of the story. Aviator Matthias Rust, alone in the cockpit of his single-engine aircraft, squints out the window at the landmarks below. He's nearing his objective, and when he reaches it, everything will be all right. He is certain of that somehow. For Matthias, to put it politely, is not thinking straight. The 19-year-old suburbanite with a brand-new pilot's license is seeking an adventure beyond the monotony and the apparent futility of his invisible existence thus far. Specifically, he has stolen a Cessna Skyhawk 172 from his local flying club, and he is going to town the hard way. I mean, he intends to land his plane in the heart of town, smack dab in the middle of the town square, and then watch and see. People will notice him then. Oh, he'd planned this odd odyssey for weeks. He plotted it, dreamed of it, sketched the details and anticipated outcomes on his home computer. Matthias is a smart boy, in fact, a brilliant one, some say, but he's a loner, and girls don't pay much attention to him. Until a few minutes from now. Because there's the town, and there's the town square. Nobody will be able to ignore what Matthias Rust is about to do, especially considering, holy smoke, the power lines. Power lines strung 25 yards apart in his landing path, and he'd forgotten about something else. It was rush hour. Looks as though everybody in town is down there. Well, it's too late to turn back now. So Matthias descends. He circles the old church, then wing waves to the astonished crowd. Slowly, bystanders begin to interpret the pilot's incredible intentions. So as he makes his final approach, the people below scatter, and Matthias Rust, swooping beneath the power lines, glides over the pavement to a perfect landing. At the south end of the square, he kills the engine, climbs out of the cockpit. Onlookers, irresistibly admiring his daring, surge forward. They ask for autographs, they slap him on the back, and then the cops show up and take him away. For the malicious hooliganism with which he was charged, and of which he was promptly found guilty, Matthias could have gotten 14 years. Instead, he got 4, and he was out in 1, and he was sent home to Hamburg, Germany. For you see, young Mr. Roost's strange adventure had involved swiping a plane fitted with extra fuel tanks from the Hamburg Aero Club and then flying 1,300 miles to Reykjavik, Iceland, then another 1,500 miles over open sea, then onward inland using railroad tracks below to guide him. Matthias found his way all the way to Moscow, where he landed in rush hour in the middle of Red Square. Once upon an unlikely invasion, as the 20th century Cold War whimpered to its conclusion, a German teenager in the name of world peace all by himself got past the most sophisticated air defense systems in the entire USSR. He flew clean through what supposedly was an impenetrable airspace in a single-engine Cessna. And the fledgling aviator, Matthias Rust, had been frustrated back home because his eyesight had been adjudged too poor for a commercial pilot's license. And one thing more. Not even young Matthias had realized when he arrived in Red Square Thursday, May 8, 1987, the Soviets were enthusiastically celebrating Border Guard Day, honoring their nation's border guards. And now you know the rest of the story.